It's because of his love and kindness that we're not consumed. It's God's grace that we are here tonight. And I certainly thank him and appreciate him tonight for another opportunity to stand and declare his word tonight. And certainly thank God again tonight for your pastor, Pastor Peel. Amen. I love her spirit. She has a good spirit, and I appreciate the Lord for her tonight. And I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. Amen. I'm blessed. And I'm a do it kind of like I do it at home. I want everybody to stand and let's shake a neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I'm so glad to see you tonight. So many times we take it for granted. Hallelujah. I feel a spirit in this place tonight. Amen. I certainly thank God tonight. And it's amen. That's the way I do it at home. And when I stand up, they just about know what to do. Because so many times we take it for granted. We think that we're going to see our neighbor, our friend, our cousin on tomorrow, but tomorrow is not guaranteed. Amen. And so many times we have lost loved ones, and we would say, I wish to God I had a spoke to them yesterday or just called them, but sometimes it's be too late. And when we come together, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of God. So every time we get an opportunity to come into the house of God, it's a great blessing. Amen, somebody. Amen. And I'm going to preach tonight like 5,000 here. Amen. So I want you to know, the crowd doesn't bother me. Amen. As Pastor Bates said, and I appreciate the Lord for all the deacons, ushers, and thank God for the praise team in the choir tonight. Amen. And it's my second time here. Amen. I was here probably about a year ago, maybe not quite a year, but amen. But we are here tonight, and I certainly thank God for Pastor Richardson. My wife couldn't come tonight. My son had a surgery this morning, and my wife stayed back with her baby, so let's understand, you know. And so I asked him, would he come with me? He said, yeah, I'd be glad to go. So here tonight, and I thank God for him, amen. And let's appreciate the Lord and what God is doing. But I was seeking the Lord for a word, amen, and I just want to encourage you tonight, amen, because we live in a time now where we need to be encouraged. It's no time, amen, to condemn folks and cut folks down. I was telling the church Sunday, I said, all of us, if you look at me and I look at you, all of us done wrong. But that's why I thank God for a God that looked beyond our faults and he saw our need. Amen. So I don't have a right to condemn you. You don't have a right to condemn me. Because the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God came not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Now I'm a neighbor tapper. Tap your neighbor, said, I know that's right. Tap a neighbor, said, I know that's right. Hallelujah. So, amen. I'm going to talk back to you, preacher. So when I preach, if you don't talk back to me, I'll make you talk back to me. Because if you know anything about the Lord, amen, you got ought to have enough of Jesus down on the inside of you to say, Lord, I thank you. If you know anything about him. So I want to challenge you tonight. Haven't the Lord been good to you? Oh, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. Somebody just lift your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Now they call me a Baptist-costal, so. I'll take out and start running. So you just got to get with me. Amen. Because I don't believe in nothing dead. If everything dead ought to be buried. But if you dead tonight, I stop by to resurrect some stuff tonight in your life. Come on and give God a hand of praise in this house tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm from a small town. So I want to serve you. Notice tonight, I'm just a country preacher. The town I live in is probably about 700. But God is good. And I pastor about 1,700. So he great. So it don't bother me. Amen. I'm just who I am. What you see, what you get. Amen. Amen. I thank God tonight. I thank God for the spirit tonight. I want to call your attention tonight to 2 Corinthians. Paul letter to the church at Corinth. I don't know your custom tonight, if your custom's standing. Amen. So I feel happy all by myself. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And I want you to look at verse 3 through verses 5. When you get it, say it, I got it. Somebody say, wait a minute.